Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chartak is hit by the pitch. Lobbs moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Vern Kennedy now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs scores. Stevens moves to third. Chartak moves to second. It's 5 to nothing, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. Chartak moves to third. Two outs. It's 6 to nothing, Browns. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 2 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn catches it and steps on first to double up Cullenbine. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 3 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Moncrief moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Moncrief moves to third. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.